It's a great pleasure to welcome back to the WBJC studio Courtney Wilson, who is the director of the B&O Railroad Museum, a Smithsonian affiliate, the birthplace of American railroading. Thanks so much for coming back in, Courtney.
Hi, Judith. Great to be here.
So this month, Women's Month, what do you have coming up for this?
Well, we have a very special exhibition. Our archives are very rich with both stories and photographs of women who worked for the B&O. And the B&O was, I think, a little bit different than many railroads and other industries, because long before World War I kind of forced women into the industrial workplace, the B&O had hired women as telegraphers and station attendants and things like that. So we have captured some of these stories with their compelling photographs, and they're all on exhibition through the entire month of March.
It's so interesting, because one tends to think of railroading as being so much a masculine domain. I'm fascinated that you have such a history with women.
It really is amazing. And I think the B&O kind of pioneered in many ways. They actually hired the first woman civil engineer in the 1920s, and she kind of redesigned their passenger service, everything really, from the interiors of the cars to the famous B&O Blue China. That was her design for the dining cars. So we have that. And then we find that the B&O is a pioneer by putting stewardesses on their first-class trains. You know, much like you picture the 1960s and 70s uniformed airline stewardesses, that same sort of program. And very, very sort of strict training and wonderful customer service.
It's interesting, the sort of audience spread that you have. And certainly, just looking over your website again recently, I was struck by how very much you cater for children and education. So you really believe in starting them young with this interest.
Well, you know, I wasn't there long before I realized that every child has a gene named train, and I don't care, boy or girl. And so, you know, in looking at our education program, it occurred to me and to my very creative staff that if we've got the interest of the child, then we must seize that moment to teach them what we can. So I would say probably 8 years ago or so, we started a very, very vibrant early childhood education program for the preschooler. It's won awards all over the country. We just love that. And now we have built in that science, technology, engineering, art, and math into the elementary curriculum. And now we're moving into middle school, which is a very tough age to capture. But we're doing it very creatively by using specialized events that capture kids' interests, like superheroes and princesses and royalty. And, you know, by theming our learning experiences around that, we capture the children who maybe have even lost their interest in trains, but they still come.
There is so much that is always going on at the B&O Railroad Museum, and you can find our details at borail.org. The main campus is on West Pratt Street, that beautiful building there, and they have various campuses in other places as well. The birthplace of the American railroading. It's always such a pleasure to speak to their director, Courtney Wilson. Thank you so much again for coming in.
Thank you, Judith.